Chris, firstly on tonight, I mean, that was a splendid result. I think that's three away wins you've got now, and that was very, very impressive.
Yeah, indeed. I mean, I don't think anybody really expected that. You know, I think they overwhelmed Bellevue in every department, which was exhilarating to watch. You know, and I can put up with the fact that the motorway will be closed on the way home because I'm in a pleasant mood, you know.
You put up with a lot when that comes along. And I know you've had a setback with Leon Flint, which is unfortunate, but throughout the whole body of the team, there is real strength now in lots of different positions.
Yeah, as I say, you couldn't bet on who's going to finish top scorer, no. Which is nice, which is the beauty of a solid team. And very often those solid teams, when there's no particular star, then everybody can have his day. So yeah, that's great to see, and most times that's very successful at the end of the season.
There is no better way to encourage people to come along to your track at home than to get a good result away just a few days before.
Indeed, you know, and we have labelled it as Freedom Day. We go back to Speedway as we used to know it. People can stand where they want. They can come along on the day and pay admittance. We brought back the Charles mascots. We brought everything back that we used to have and perhaps took for granted, and now they're back.
Yes, well, that's encouraging. A lot of people will be keen to do it, and hopefully this weather will maintain as well. I mean, as far as the league is concerned, you know, the clubs have all been through, to a greater or lesser degree, been through a similar situation. It looks as though they're all going to have, at least for the top flight clubs, have battled their way through it, which is something for the sport, at least, at what's been a very hard time.
Of course, and the fact that we're limited on numbers this year has probably helped by the fact that we couldn't get started till the middle of May. Yeah. So, you know, that's helped us to cope, fixture-wise, because it's not the easiest to sort the fixtures out. And, you know, this was our only, when it was rained off on Monday, this, I think, was our only away match in July, so you know, we were very keen to come back here 3 days later, and it proved very fruitful as well.
And is it 4 Mondays in a row you've got now?
4 Mondays in a row before we venture afield again, so that should enable us to establish ourselves in the top half of the table and look forward to the playoffs, hopefully.